When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
This is episode 96 for Friday, May 27, 2022. And we're happy to be back with you guys. Last time we spoke, Kim had not even gone to Mississippi yet.
That's right.
Look at you now. You still seem all humid and moisturized and
that's
whatever.
That's because I'm all tan.
Yeah, that's true. She is tan. She had a little bit of a burn, but her burn turns to tan. My burn turns to cancerous lesions. Or lesions.
He's not kidding.
Not legions. Yeah, I have terrible skin, but Kim has great skin, so she always turns nice and golden brown, like a nice rotisserie pig.
Oh, gosh.
That doesn't sound right. I didn't mean that.
No, it doesn't.
But you should talk about it. It was fun, right? You got to see a bunch of family.
It was a lot of fun.
It was siblings. It was a sibling trip, and part of the reason they planned this thing was because you know, your sister's going through cancer treatment, and they thought, you know what? Let's do some sibling things. Let's go back to where it all started. Bay St. Louis, Mississippi.
Yep.
Right there on the coast, right where hurricanes like to come and sit.
It was fun, though. We got to do a lot of really cool things that I haven't done in so many years. We went crabbing.
Tell me
we
about
went
the crabbing.
Fishing.
Tell us about the crabbing. What do you do?
So you have these crab nets.
Yeah.
And they're round and they have kind of all these little webs on them, kind of like with string.
Sure.
And then you attach a piece of raw chicken and you toss them in there. Of course, they're attached to something that floats.
So you guys have to go buy raw chicken somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And then you pull it up every 20 minutes or so, and hopefully there's some crabs on there. And there were.
Why is it that crabs are attracted to the raw chicken? They don't have that in their natural habitat. It's not like they're swimming around eating chicken.
No, that's true. But they like raw meat, apparently. That's what attracts them.
Hmm.
When we went fishing, we had raw frozen shrimp, and we would put those on the hook, and that worked really well for catfish.
I watched you catch one.
Yeah.
But it was a teenager and you sent it back.
Yeah, we didn't keep it. It wasn't that big.
I don't know if you guys have ever had catfish at home. Fried catfish in particular. Fresh fried catfish is maybe the greatest thing you'll ever
put
in your mouth.
It's pretty great.
Oh my gosh.
So what else did we do? We went fishing. We went crabbing. We went floundering. We didn't
Tell me that. What do you do there? Because that's walking around.
Flounders are like, they float and then they kind of duck into the sand.
And they're flat,
right? You have to go really slow. You walk and only at night.
Why not in the day?
They just aren't there.
Oh, okay.
They kind of wash in with the tide.
Right.
So when the tide comes in, you kind of just slowly walk through this up to knee deep water.
And they're like
They're like flat fish, yeah.
Like feet.
Duck under the sand. So if you're fast enough, you stab at it. So you have like pokers with us and stuff.
Whoa.
And we have lights.
Okay.
That go into the water.
Did you flounder any flounders?
We saw a couple, but we didn't catch any.
Okay. Did you get any of those?
It was too windy. And so it was kind of muddier water.
Did you get bit by those weird glowy, what are those jellyfish things?
We saw a lot of baby jellyfish on the sand and I avoided them like the plague.
Yeah, because the last time I was down there and I walked around thinking, look how pretty, you hit the sand
so
and it turns
cute.
Blue. What is this? We didn't know what it was.
These were tiny ones. They were like the size of dimes.
They're attacking it the whole time.
They're just all over the sand.
I had giant blown up feet for like 4 days after that. It was bad.
I've never been stung by one. I avoid them.
I don't know how you got so lucky. You grew up there and went swimming
My
there and all
did.
That.
Once when she was
oh, that's the other thing. You went to a swimming hole that was like not a hole but like a little alcove that you learned to swim in.
We took a picture of it.
How old were you?
We did not get in that water again.
How old were you then?
Oh, I was little. I was going there from the time I was like 5 till a teenager.
That's crazy. And why wouldn't you swim in it now? It's gross.
There were gators and snakes in that water.
Oh,
I can't believe we ever got put in that water.
Does seem dangerous for a little
kid. I remember,
kid.
Though, we were talking about like your favorite memory there, and I remember my dad would put me on his shoulders.
Yeah.
He'd duck down. I'd stand on his shoulders, and then he'd flip me into the water. That was really fun.
That is fun.
And if you're loud enough, you're obviously keeping most of those things away.
It sounds like something Van wouldn't go for.
Probably not.
It just feels like he's like,
I don't know. We'll try it this summer.
Yeah. Maybe he'll finally get the fear of heights out of his mind or something, because he struggles with that. Speaking of which... He's got the COVID.
He's got COVID right now.
Yeah, him and his parents.
I haven't seen him in 3 weeks.
Yeah, it sucks. I don't like it.
Because I left town, and then Taylor and Dylan got it. They've all had it one at a time, which was kind of nice. They were able to take care of each
staggered
other.
But it,
now
yeah.
the baby has it.
Now the baby has it. And the baby seems to be doing the best with it. You know, congested and cough and all the things you get. But
he had a fever, a mild fever, things like that. But it's just hard not to see him.
He's also the only one that isn't vaccinated. But at this stage, like I was talking to you guys earlier, the problem with vaccines right now is it's because this thing is going to just keep coming back every year.
Yeah, the vaccines haven't kept up in the same way that the virus has.
Right, they got to do it like flu shots where every year there's a new flu shot, different shot.
Although the flu shots are still a gamble. They still have to pick which one they think it's going to be.
Yeah, but this mRNA stuff means you shouldn't have to. And that also means that flu shots should get better because they're going to start applying that tech there.
That's true.
Either way, like... Everyone's like, well, you should get your booster. I'm like, yeah.
You got your first booster. They're talking about the second booster.
Yeah.
And now.
But against what strain?
Yeah. It's not going to necessarily be against any of the new strains. You're right.
Yeah. This is a booster for the original OG virus.
It's just come on. So, I mean, imagine being these scientists and going, okay, in 2 years, we have had the craziest virus / change of virus again. They're like, how do we even keep up with that?
Yeah.
And get it and roll it out to the public.
Yeah, they just have to have the... there are two things need to happen. Some political will, some money.
That's true.
And some giving a damn. If all those three things happen, we're good. We're golden. Also,
I think it takes time, too.
So you were there while we were here. While you were gone, it was cold. We were freezing up here. We haven't even had a little snow one day.
And it was 90 degrees every day down there. It was so lovely.
Yeah, but that's like, 1,000% humidity or something? It's the worst. Ugh. Just thinking about that humidity makes me uncomfortable.
It was really fun to go back, though. Yeah. I haven't been back since, I think, 2017.
So what was your favorite food? I mean, you guys had a giant crawfish boil. You had a bunch of,
Have a crawfish boil, a huge hundreds of pounds of crawfish boil.
Was that the best or was something else at
the
trip?
That was really good. Yeah. That's the thing. You have shrimp po' boys almost every day. I had fried oysters. I had fried alligator, fried catfish. Mm. Fried shrimp, all of those things.
Alligator, so people don't know.
It's really good.
You think it sounds weird because you've never tried it, but I'm telling you, alligator is amazing.
It's really good.
It's the most tender, amazing
meat.
Then
we went to my uncle's house and he made us breakfast and it was sausage made from his cattle. And so it was the best sausage I've ever eaten.
He told you a bunch of stories. He recorded some of those.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm glad you recorded him because he ain't getting any younger, and I dread the day that your Uncle Thomas isn't with us anymore. What a cool dude.
Then my Aunt Irma took us to snowballs.
You guys know what those are? Tell them what snowballs are.
They're like snow cones, but they have in the middle, they'll ask you if you want it stuffed, and in the middle of your snow cone will be soft serve ice cream.
Yeah.
And then they want to know if you want condensed milk poured over the top.
Yeah. And
it's
now,
so good.
Now down there you can get like all kind of booze on it and stuff, right? Can they have some new law where you can just open carry? And
They don't do that at snowball stands. They do have drive-through daiquiris. Daiquiris, though. Like
drive-through
alcoholic daiquiris, which was so funny. Like, what do you mean it's drive-through? That's the whole point.
Do they ID you when you go through there?
No, I don't know. Weird. I didn't go.
Weird.
But I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. They've loosened up a lot of that since the casinos have been doing so well. And, you know,
yeah.
That's how that goes. This is the thing I was going to ask you. Oh, I was going to say, it reminded me. So you're saying that if you want it stuffed, that means put a big ball of ice cream in the middle of your thing.
It's which, softer,
by the way,
which
sounds
the best.
That sounds maybe bad to some ears. It's not. It's so good.
It's like creamy snow cone.
It's unbelievable. But what this reminded me of is yesterday, Kim and I went to Jersey Mike's to get a couple of subs. And we had a coupon, buy one, get one free.
Because it's a brand new place.
Brand new place. And they had coupons going around. So we went in there and did that and got mine, got hers. And the guy, or normally, so normally would be about $12 or something. And Kim decides to give the remainder of that 20 to the guy just as a tip. Like, here, you guys are awesome. Thanks for being so quick and awesome and efficient and great. And this guy's from the South. So she's like, you know, just has this connection with him. And anyway, they did the weirdest thing after that. Kim didn't notice because she was busy talking to me. But while you were talking to me and we were sitting there waiting, I see these guys walk toward the back. He puts his hand up to the ear of the manager and goes, zubba, 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 doo, da, dee, whatever, something in his ear. And then came back to, oh, then that guy looked up around at us and went like this with his thumb up. You can't see his thumb up. But look, just like kind of this look of approval. And then everybody was just kind of looking at you the whole time.
I didn't even notice.
You were like an alien. You were an alien in there. Like,
apparently people stopped tipping in 2020, I guess. And it's a new thing.
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, I know things are a little tight for people, which I totally get.
And I get it. But when you get great service and you can tip, yeah, do it.
Just do it. We still spent less than we would have without the coupon.
We went to Freddy's.
Freddy's.
Cute kid at the window. We got two ice creams and I had a dollar after paying for everything. And I gave him a tip and he was so excited.
About that dollar.
And I thought, are people just not doing this? It's so
you can still buy
it's
it.
It's so easy to make a difference to someone. Yeah. I don't know.
It's just a small gesture that really, I think it really helps right now. There's a reason that.
Well, everybody's struggling right now. I mean, I'm watching my kids trying to rent apartments and it's a nightmare.
It's a total nightmare.
And then they're not getting paid more to move into these apartments and not having their pay go up to make the difference of this twice the amount of rent. And
not fancy apartments, dumpy ones.
No.
Dumpy ones, the best ones you can get. Like, it's freaking sucks. I hate it. Hopefully that'll get better soon.
So I hope little tiny things, I feel like little tiny things make a huge difference to people if it's not happening on the regular.
Yeah. So being able to do that, if you can, you should. And when you do, you know, it's just a nice, grateful little moment of like gratefulness.
And I have a coin jar in my
car. Oh, and they gave us cookies on the way out.
Karma. I have a coin jar where at some points I have given quarters because I'm like, all I have is quarters. And they were just like, this is so nice. No one does this. So I asked one kid, I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I only have quarters. And he goes, this is more than anyone else gives me. And I'm just like, oh my gosh.
What would you do?
I feel so bad.
How bad would it be? Oh, never mind. I'm not going to say it.
Don't make that negative.
I'm not going to do it. No, it's all positive. All right. Nothing but good out of there. All right. So that's what's been going on. Busy trying to deal with who's got COVID and how to avoid it. Kim getting home from her trip.
Very careful. I did wear my mask on the plane, even though there were quite a few people with masks.
I think a lot of people would still do it. Sure. It's a tight little tube full of
just so close
recycled air.
Everybody's so close
for 3.5 hours. So. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you anyway? The Asians have had this right for decades. Seriously, my trip to Japan and Korea, not Korea, Japan, Taiwan, and China, every flight, with the exception of the one to LA, everybody had masks on that was from those,
and that
from
was
those
back
countries.
In what?
That was like 2000?
Yeah.
2001?
2001 or something.
And they were, you know, that was post SARS or right around the SARS thing. So I get it.
That's probably why it started, but everyone understood to do it.
It was pre SARS. I don't remember. But they were all doing it and it was just fine. It's just normal. If somebody had a little bit of a cough, they wore a mask. They didn't think about it. It wasn't political.
No one wants to get sick ever.
Yeah.
Over there,
just
apparently.
A fine thing. So I don't know, man. I think that's, we could learn something from them. That's going to piss someone off. All right. Let's get to this email, Kim. I almost called you Wendy.
Oh,
don't
well,
know why.
That's right.
I talked to my sister yesterday. I know why, because she just texted me and she's asking me a question and I saw her name. She's trying to up her podcast game and get like a real nice microphone. And
oh, very cool.
Yeah. I think it's cool. All these years later. here's an email sent to skimshow@gmail.com from Justin. Not Justin R. Young, don't worry.
Okay.
Won't be anything weird.
Don't worry.
Not that you would worry, but you know
what
I mean.
Hi, Justin. What's your problem?
Justin's fine. Hi, Scott and Kim. I was hoping you could amplify a message from brick and mortar retail workers for me. He says, I have worked at a brick and mortar retail store for 10 years now. When I started at the store, we would have a minimum of 9 associates in the store to help people. Now we have 3. That's a lot less.
That's a lot less.
He says, our biggest complaint is that customers can never find an associate when they need one. This is a valid complaint. Customers need to know, though, that we hate not having enough help also. Please do not cuss or yell at us because we have zero control over however many of us are scheduled to work that time. As a customer, please call the corporate number and complain. Complaining to the local store manager will do nothing. Hopefully, it will. Hopefully, if enough people complain to corporate, they'll we will get more people in the store to help. Thanks for listening, Justin.
I heard about a person who watched someone throw a tantrum at a I think it was a restaurant.
Yeah.
And it was a stand up and order right there restaurant, kind of like Jersey Mike's and all that.
Yeah.
And this person's just yelling at the person behind him. So the guy behind him is watching this happen and watching this person almost be in tears. And he walks up and he takes, he has like $5 or $6 $1 bills. Mm-hmm. And in front of this person that's screaming and freaking out, he starts putting one at a time into the tip jar.
Oh, I saw this,
And one
and
at a time.
Doing it, and this yelled,
and it like, pissed her off so bad, she finally just walked out and left. And I was like, this is so great.
Yeah, I would do
to
that.
To at least tell the person that's working there, I got your back. I understand where you're coming from. This is not appropriate.
Yeah.
And that's what needs to happen. Man, enough people. Enough
people who do that. I know. Freaking rubs my cheese, man. the reason I brought up the Jersey Mike's thing is I forgot to make the comparison. The ice cream ball inside of your thing, it's like saying, well, stuff it. Over here, it's, do you want it Mike's way? Yeah. And I always like it Mike's way. Mike's way means everything on those subs.
That's the same as po' boys.
Boom.
Do you want it dressed? That's what they ask you. Do you want your po' boy dressed?
Do you want it dressed?
Yeah. It's got the lettuce, tomato, pickles, onion, all that. Whatever you, they do for theirs, that's what it means by dressed.
Just put everything on them, man. I don't want your halfway sandwich.
So they don't have to explain to you, but everybody in the South knows what that means.
That's true. Yep.
So I guess one, eventually they'll stop having to say, do you want a Mike's way? And people go, yes, except I don't want that on it.
Which we heard a guy do.
We heard three people
do.
Yeah,
they go, do you want a Mike's way? Yes, except can I get it without the dirt, 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 dirt? You're like, dude, this isn't Mike's
way. That's not Mike's way. Come on.
Mike wouldn't do it this way. Although I found out also that's that chain, I thought that chain started in the 80s. It started in like the 50s.
Yeah, Jersey Mike's in New Jersey.
So Mike's dead.
I think it was 50s. No,
50s?
It was
60s. 50s, 60s. Well, Mike's probably dead.
Yeah.
So his way is the right way. Here's an email from Ed. Ed says, hello, Scott and Kim. I'm not so much a gamer or have really any ties in that particular subculture, but I've been a longtime listener of your older podcast, Diary of a Cartoonist. And he says, I decided to give Skim Show a try. I think I was turned on to your show via Don and Drew a million years ago. Anyway, oh, that's interesting. I didn't know they ever talked about me. Drew's a good guy. Anyway, I just started listening to the Skim Show this week, and it is hilarious. I love your entire family's dynamic, how you communicate, and how both of you truly enjoy each other's company after all these years. Give it a couple more years.
Come on. It's 30 this year. Come on.
I know.
Actually, we do have a lot of fun. And as I've answered this question many times, yes, this is us all the time.
Yeah, this is just us. I mean, sometimes Kim swore at a driver today.
I did swear at a driver today. It made me so mad.
I've never seen you so pissed behind the wheel. You were so angry. She goes, what the beep? And I'm like, whoa, going all in here. What are we doing?
I hate bad drivers.
That person do? They just ran.
Well, they were behind me, and I went to move over, and they shot. It was a Tesla.
They floored it, and
was right in my blind spot in 2 seconds, and it just made me so mad.
Teslas are fast when they want to be.
They are, but she also didn't have her signal on, didn't let me know she was going over there, and all of a sudden, she almost hit me, and I'm just,
we should have triple birded her. No, that's only three birds.
She was gone that fast have seen it.
What's three times three?
I was better off just swearing.
We should have nine birded her. We had three of us in the car. Right?
Yeah.
Two times.
While we were on our way to...
Two times three.
To get your driver's license
that's six.
Renewal.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Sorry, six birds.
Really? Did you think we all had three?
I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know where the... Everyone
where
had a
math
wiener.
Came from?
That was weird. All right. Oh, sorry. His email continues. Says, today driving at work, I heard you refer to CrossFit as Deep Smack. He says, I couldn't stop laughing and almost ran off the road. He said, and yes, I was yelling CrossFit, CrossFit in my car stereo.
Yep.
The reason I was laughing so hard is because I thought to myself, this slogan needs to be merch. I would totally buy it. I haven't really looked at the webpage at all, so I might already be there. I'm checking after I send this email. Love the show. Love the cooking tips. You're all are my favorite, Ed. Well, thanks, Ed.
Oh, that's so fun.
He sent a faked up picture of a t-shirt that said Deep Smack with a barbell between it. I couldn't remember. CrossFit. I couldn't remember CrossFit to save my freaking life. And for whatever Deep Smack sounded right.
I think Deep Smack would be a great logo. Just a fun little logo for them to start using.
Yeah. The Deep Smack. Come join Deep Smack.
We should open a gym.
Yeah. What do we call it? Kim's Deep Smack. Mm. Here's one from Connie, not my aunt, who's a million years old. That's not her. Different Connie. I don't know her last name. She says, with COVID numbers on the rise again, are you guys worried about your anniversary trip later this year? I'm sure. Hope everything goes okay.
Yes. Yes, I am.
A little bit. I mean, I feel pretty good about our ability to stay away from it till then, although...
I don't necessarily feel pretty good about everybody else on the boat.
No, but the boats are still being pretty good about
that.
The
boats are, but I'm talking about the people getting on the boat.
Yeah.
Everybody has to do a 48 hours or less test.
Right. You have to do a test before. You have to show proof and all that.
And yeah. I've already sent in all of our vaccination cards. All that stuff's already been done.
Yeah.
So I've got us ready to go. We just have to 2 days before take a test.
It'll probably be just fine, but it's on our mind. Because
yes,
who the frick knows? And, you know, you're always just a day away from hearing the CDC go, you know, a version of COVID has merged with monkeypox and is now infecting everyone.
Okay,
at a rapid, you know what I'm saying?
Now
I mean, it could. It could be. And they'll be like, we're shutting down everything. Like, we don't know. I don't know.
And they've already done that once.
I would like it not to happen again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Final email from Jared, who says, how excited are the both of you for the Obi-Wan series? I could not be more excited myself, says Jared. I'm very excited about this. You like your Ewan McGregor. You're a fan.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Are we going to watch that tonight?
Yeah, there's two episodes tonight.
All right.
To drop. Don't you think we should?
Yes.
It's Friday.
I didn't even know it was coming out today.
You didn't?
No.
Well, so you don't keep track of these things.
I don't. So now I'm really excited. We have something to do tonight.
I keep track of this stuff. And
I'll barbecue something and then we'll sit down and watch shows.
We still haven't watched the Boba Fett deal. There's new stuff coming. The Ahsoka series, Andor, which is based on that dude from Rogue One. That looks really good. I'm actually excited about that. There's a whole bunch of this stuff coming, but there's something, maybe this is the most iconic one because it's like freaking Obi-Wan effing Kenobi.
Yeah.
Or as Van says, here, can I play his little clip? It's always fun to hear him, right? Here's what Van calls it. I played it last night, so I should have it handy. Yeah, there it is.
Obi-Kenobi.
And
Obi-Kenobi.
Yeah. That's all I'm going to think about while I watch it.
Yeah.
Very much looking forward to it. So strap on, everybody. We got a good, 10, 12 episodes of this thing?
That makes me excited. See, the problem I have is I want to wait till it's done so I can just binge it over a weekend.
I know. It's just hard, though.
I know.
With some of them I want to go week to
week. It's hard to wait for you because you have to be able to talk about it. I get it.
Yeah. I have to be able to do it. So we're watching
we're
it
good.
Tonight. Sometimes we'll do this. We'll make sure every week we're there. This is one of those for me. Why I didn't watch? I want to see the Boba Fett thing. I just haven't.
Maybe that's what we have to binge over the weekend after watching this.
Oh, that's true. We could start this and then rip
there
through that.
Go.
And then I can finally say I watch and everyone can shut the F up about it. Oh, and Loki. They all want me to watch Loki.
Okay.
Same problem. Because everyone's like, how have you not seen Loki? I'm like,
because we've been a little bit
busy.
We
got stuff going on. We make decisions. Sometimes Kim just wants to watch a British drama. Okay?
But I'm usually watching those while you're recording or playing something you have to play to talk about.
That's true.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. There's a lot of media I have to cram into my small brain.
Your small week.
My little week. There's your emails. Emails come to us again at skimshow@gmail.com. Simple, easy, do it. Okay. Quick foodie of the week. I always thought this would be good for you to explain because we've talked about them before. We haven't really talked about how you do them. So Kim made a batch of Cajun boiled peanuts.
Yes.
Or as a Southerner might say, bald penis.
No, they don't.
They do because I hear it when they say.
Bald peanuts.
Let's do it again.
Bald peanuts.
You got that T on there? Not penis?
Absolutely.
I always hear bald penis. But anyway, Cajun boiled peanuts are amazing if done right. And you had a batch upstairs that's real good.
There's still some left.
Although they're kind of oranging up my fingers a little bit.
Well.
But that's good. That means there's good flavoring.
We do like, they have regular boiled peanuts, which are just salty.
Yeah.
And then you have Cajun boiled peanuts, which are spicy.
A little spicy. Not too bad, though. Like, not hot. It's just like
no,
a little.
No. I mean, after a while, you're like, your nose starts running after a few of them.
Yeah, it's but it's good. Not like curry hot. You'll,
yeah, you'll never taste anything ever again.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like that. It's like no Scoville units
so
to speak of.
They're really easy to make.
Okay, what do you do? Time. What
so
do
you have
do?
To find raw peanuts.
Raw peanuts.
You cannot get roasted peanuts. It's different.
Yeah, you find your raw peanuts.
Raw
keep
peanuts.
Going.
Mm-hmm. I get mine at the Asian market because they do sell them there. They sell them in a lot of stores, but they're just harder to find.
Yeah, and Asian markets prices are a lot better yeah. right now.
For whatever so reason. Then you boil them in salty and Cajun seasoning water for 4 hours.
Oh, that's a long time.
So you start them on boil and then you turn them to low. They're just simmering in there. So they're basically just cooking peanuts.
And after that, can they just sort of be in the water forever?
Yeah.
They don't matter, right?
I mean, no.
It doesn't mush them up or...
No.
Not really. Seems like the shells get a little softer, but...
That makes them easier to open
yeah, it's
up.
Actually
so you open them
eat.
Up and you eat the peanuts on the inside and they are so, so good.
I like to suck them.
It's a little different for some people
out.
Because they're used to peanuts being crunchy.
Crunchy and salty, yeah.
So the best way I could say that the texture's like edamame.
Oh, yeah. They're like soybeans.
Like soybeans.
Yeah.
Like cooked, steamed edamame. It's
there
kind of that.
Yeah. And they're best, I think,
yeah.
the best are when they come out of a hot pot. Like they're not
oh, yeah.
cold. They're okay cold, too, but they're
But
they're
when you buy them on the
world.
Side of the road in Mississippi, they're hot.
That's right. They've been in some guy's armpit for half an hour. Actually, everything's hot in Mississippi.
So,
wouldn't it?
So good.
Wouldn't
so I made
cool
some of those when I got back. What else did I make?
That homemade curry.
My curry turned out really good.
We've talked about it before,
You say
I think.
Homemade, but I have to admit, I use a jarred curry.
Yeah, you use the base is a jarred curry,
yes.
but then you load it up with these like, you
I
know,
did do four
cooked,
colors of peppers.
Oh, so good.
Shallots, peas, potatoes, carrots.
So good.
So I make it really vegetable-y.
Where do you get the base for that, though?
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
So I use their
like
Massaman,
yeah.
a jar of Massaman, and a jar of the red Thai curry paste.
Ooh, it's a paste? I didn't know
well,
that.
Well, it's like in a jar.
Okay.
And or it's a sauce, I guess. And then I'll add oat milk to that, because we're off of every other milk, so.
Yeah, oat milk will add.
Makes it creamy.
Makes it creamy like milk would, but without any of that milk.
The other thing I've added in the past
stuff.
Is either plain yogurt or sour cream
mm-hmm.
to make it really creamy and thicker.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Everything you're describing
and then
is making me hungry.
You
again.
Put some salted roasted peanuts on top. Oh my gosh. Just a little bit of crunch.
That's true. Except
so
I
good.
Stole them. They're right here.
Yeah. That's why yours didn't have any in it.
Yep. And look how low we are.
That's the
That's not my. Oh, you throw them away.
At the bottom.
Those are worth eating.
Oh my goodness.
That's the best part, the crusty leavings. You don't think?
I'll let you. Yeah, you can eat them if you want to. I'm not going to.
I'm now going to be like George Costanza taking an eclair out of the garbage. Well, anyway, so that's what's been going on with us. We hope you're all well and glad that we could sit down and do a show for you this week. It's been a little weird because last week you just weren't here. So, wait, was it last week?
Yeah, last week. I got back last week.
Friday.
Last Friday, today.
Today.
Last
so,
Friday.
A week ago Friday, you mm-hmm. got home. Yeah.
And
so.
I have a shout out to Gary.
Oh, Gary Fisher, yeah. Shout
Gary
out to
Fisher.
Gary. We hope you're doing okay. And he knows what's up. We don't have to get into those details, but he's a good dude and been listening for a long time. And
a long, long time.
If we lived near you, Kim had already brought you dinner. All right. So anyway, I hope you're well. And the rest of you as well. Been a hard week, I think, in the United States. And I'm glad
so.
We could sit down and do a fun little goofball show yeah. for you at the end of the week.
Oh, another shout out to Bobby Ann and Barry, who I have been playing Pikmin with.
Oh,
with
are you
Carter.
On their deal?
Yeah, I am. We're on a group.
So who's winning there?
Well, we're not. It's a group. We're trying to do 100,000 steps together.
Oh, together?
Yeah.
Okay. And how close are you to your 100,000?
We'll make it.
Yeah? Yep. What do you get for it? Anything?
The satisfaction of getting it?
give me some Nintendo purchase points. Or something, and we're golden.
It's just super fun to have something making you walk more, because otherwise I just want to sit down and watch TV because I'm depressed about my week.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that makes
the
sense
to me.
The
week's been a little crazy.
Well, on that note, that's going to do it for us. Thank you all for listening. Kim, any final words?
No, that's good for me.
All right, check out the website, frogpants.com/skim. It's got everything there, including a link to our Patreon that we do for Frog Pants over at patreon.com/frogpants. That's a great way to support this and other smaller things we do on the network that you know, don't have its own big splashy deal. So if you feel like supporting us, throw us a couple of bucks that direction. It's like monthly and no big deal.
Thank you in advance.
In fact, it's a huge it's a huge mistake on my part that I did it the way I did it, but I'm okay with that. I'm okay with take advantage of us, all right, of our stupidity and dumb ideas, or mine. I shouldn't say Kim. She's not involved here. Anyway, and in the meantime, yeah, that's it, I guess. Enjoy Obi-Wan Kenobi, or Obi Kenobi, or
Kobe.
And we'll be back next time with another scam. We'll see you then.
See ya.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.
What do you mean it's drive-thru?